Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. Once again, Thumb Broadcasting's first broadcasted basketball game of 2026 is coming up this Wednesday between the Caro Tigers and the EPBP Lakers. The WHST broadcast regular season schedule will be starting on January 7th, 2026, which is this Wednesday, and you can get a full complete list of that schedule at thumbnet.net. And some additional training of an Elmont police officer was requested by the Elmont Police Chief Dan Willis. He requested permission to send school resource officer Michael Retzler for a special program. Willis wants Retzler to attend the Alert Lockdown Inform Counter Evacuate or ALICE training course at the Oakland Police Academy. The police department will split the $759 cost for the course with the Village of Elmont. The board approved the request. The board also approved accepting the bid from Elite Arborists, LLC, to remove two dead trees at the Scotch Settlement Cemetery on 810 North Main Street. Besides removing the trees, Elite will grind down the stumps. The overall cost for that work is $2,175. The board approved meeting at 7 p.m. on the second Monday of each month in 2026 at the hall that is shared with the Village of Elmont at 817 North Main Street. And it will be a public hearing at 6:15 p.m. on Tuesday, January 13th, during the Elkton Village monthly meeting. Following the hearing, the council is expected to adopt the budget and to also set the millage rates that will be levied during the year to support the budget. In preparing for the budget hearing, the council reviewed it one last time on Monday, December 22nd, to make sure everything was in order. Regarding finances, the council approved increasing the fee to rent the pavilion starting this year. The cost to rent the pavilion will now be $50 for village residents, and the fee for non-residents to rent it will be $75. When we come back from this Tri-County Equipment sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news and our obituaries.
Area Landscapers and Commercial Mowing Service Companies. Are you in need of repairs for your John Deere turf equipment? Don't wait until next spring when it's too late and you realize your mower isn't up to speed and wishing you had taken care of it sooner. Now is the perfect time to take your John Deere to Tri-County Equipment for an off-season inspection, service, and repairs. Get the work done between now and May 2026 with your John Deere financial account, and you may qualify for no interest and no payments until November 15th, 2026. That's right. Get the repairs done now and the bill later. Take advantage of this opportunity to get your turf equipment running smoothly and ready for next spring with your John Deere financial account. Keep your business running strong with Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. My name is John Curdy. And looking at our national news, airlines increase Caribbean flights following military action. Major U.S. carriers, including American, Delta, and United, have added dozens of extra flights to the Eastern Caribbean today. These additions are intended to clear a massive backlog of passengers after the U.S. military operation in Venezuela prompted the FAA to temporarily ground civilian flights in the region. Normal flight operations are beginning to resume as the military blockade transitions to a more focused maritime patrol. In other national news, Supreme Court review of TPS for Haiti. The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to weigh in soon on the fate of TPS protections for Haitian nationals after conflicting lower court rulings. While a New York federal judge recently blocked the termination of these protections until February 3rd, the administration has petitioned for an emergency stay. The outcome will impact thousands of families currently residing in the U.S. under the program. And in our international news, UN Secretary General, alarmed by U.S. action in Venezuela, Antonio Guterres has issued a statement expressing deep concern over the dangerous precedent set by the U.S. military intervention in Venezuela. He warned that the abduction of a sovereign leader violates international law and could lead to regional instability. The UN Security Council is expected to hold an emergency session later today to discuss the crisis. In other international news, Russian drone strikes hit Kherson Hotel. A Ukrainian drone strike on a hotel and restaurant in Korli, Russian-occupied Kherson, has killed at least 24 people. Russian authorities reported that a child was among the victims of the overnight attack. Meanwhile, Russian forces continue their offensive in the district, leading to further civilian casualties as the war nears its fourth year. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.